voice of the seventh angel. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. It is a shout and it is the first step of the rapture. We have taught that here. Now, is it possible for you to hear the shout and not hear the next stage, which is the seven thunders? And I told her, yes, it is possible. How? Because the shout, praise the Lord, it's not enough that you have heard the message. Your response to what you hear positions you for the next stage. There is a response to the shout. That shout is saying something. So, it depends on how you respond to it. Your response will position you for the next move, the seven thunders. Amen. And listen, church. The seven thunders is something, amen, that is not written. It means it is a prophetic ministry. God will be saying something. And the only people that will be able to hear what he is saying are those who have positioned themselves. How? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because it will take the spirit in you to recognize what the seven thunders will be saying. Our emphasis, therefore, which is a response to the shout, is to make sure that you have the Holy Ghost. Make sure, because the next move of God among the bride setting will be something that will come by revelation. That gives you a rapturing faith. Praise the Lord. That's something you must understand. And so, and the only way is the deep calling to the deep. There is a deep to response. That is why we say one of the evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost is the ability to identify God wherever he appears. His ability to recognize his word. There is something inside of you that bears witness to the truth. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. Wherever he hears truth or he sees truth, something inside of you will identify with it. And that's why we don't look at the anointing, we look at your response to the word. No matter how anointed you are, when a scripture is shown to you and you reject it, then we will look at you as somebody who is anointed by the Holy Ghost but not filled with the Holy Ghost. You can be anointed with the Holy Ghost and yet not be filled with the Holy Ghost. To be anointed with the Holy Ghost for God's hand to come upon you for what he wants to use anybody to do. And he can come on an animal to fulfill his purpose. But only his own. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only his own. Oh, glory be to God. That is why. Only his own. See, when that revelation gets me excited. It gets me excited. Amen. How many people left Israel, Egypt for the promised land? Almost 2 million people. In that generation that left, how many people entered? 2 out of 2 million. 2 people. A mighty revival started. Mighty revival started. From Egypt. Mighty signs and wonders. They saw a serious revival. Almost 2 million people were moving. You can imagine. How that revival will look like. God was raw. Not our own. Where would they see, you know, but just healing and things like that. Their own was, their eye, koro. They had the privilege of physically seeing the great Elohim in their midst. They saw the pillar of fire. When you wake up in the night, you want to go and pee. You will see him there. You will look at him. Baba, God bless you. And then you go and pee and come back. every time they were watching it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But of all that generation, only two made it. Let me give you another one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me give you another one. According to medical science, before a man can pregnant his wife, a minimum number of sperm cells you must have. How many? Minimum of about 50 million sperm cells to be able to have one. All of them look the same, oh. All of them produced by your own body, oh. All of them. But as soon as the revival begins and they leave Egypt into the promised land, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The 50 move out of the body into the promised land. But how many make it at the end? If there are many, you visit 3. If they reach 5, it will be world news. Only one. So that you understand when the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. See what I'm talking about. Look at, everybody is a Christian. Everybody I'm born again. See anointing everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Anointing, nyafu, nyafu. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everywhere, men and women. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders. And yet, don't take your eyes away from the gospel according to nature. Nature is speaking, is preaching to us about salvation. 50 million, only two. Only one will be produced. And people are saying, why have you not ever asked yourself this question? Why should God create us that way? Before you can bring out one life, one of them, you need at least 50 million. Since it's only one, just put 2, 3 there now. 3 can escort, you know, the rest there. There are some people that were escorted to this vigil today. God bless you, sir. You're welcome, sir. You come with somebody? Eh? You came alone?
Came alone.
You came alone. Yeah. Okay, I thought you escorted somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't sleep, sir, when I'm preaching. If I catch you sleeping, whoever you are, even if you are 2 times my age, I'll wake you up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That means all those other 40,999 escorted only one person. The rest, what happened? They are flushed out. Then you will understand, Peter. Amen. There's a way he put in that statement, 2 Peter chapter 1. Can we read it? Second Peter chapter 1. Are we there? Praise the Lord. Let me read it. Because I want you to catch the depth of that second letter of Peter. The depth of that meaning. The depth of that meaning. You know, somebody may be hearing us for the first time. And you may be a very religious person committed to your church. And you visited us, or you just hear us, you know, through any of our broadcasts. I want to say it in a way that will make you begin to, you know, to deliver you from the spirit of religion and make you a Christian. That's the whole emphasis. So catch what, because it's a Bible study session of the night vigil. Catch what Apostle Peter was saying. Simon Peter from verse 1. Praise the Lord. And I'm reading it up to verse 10. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, is writing to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. His greeting now, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power had also had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Somebody shout divine nature. Divine. Say it again. Divine. There is a divine nature. And there is a carnal nature. Divine nature is the nature of God. And the nature of God is in Christ Jesus. The image of the invisible God. Praise the Lord. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, give all diligence. I am emphasizing something so that you will understand verse 10. So that you will understand verse 10. I am emphasizing from verse 5. He said, and beside this, he said, give all diligence. All diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh this thing is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. He emphasized the need for you to put on this divine nature. He said, give all diligence. Make sure you add to your faith virtue. Add to your virtue knowledge. All this stature of perfection. He said, make sure you grow into it. But in verse 10, he made a rather very serious statement. He said, wherefore, the rather, that is the word. Although he said, be diligent. Although he said here, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, give all diligence. He said, give all diligence in verse 5. Give all diligence that you should add to your faith, virtue, and all those other attributes. He said, in verse 10, he said, wherefore, the rather, that is something higher and deeper than adding to knowledge, adding faith to your faith, knowledge and the rest. He said that, wherefore the rather, brethren, he said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. See, that is, he's saying that, more importantly, as you struggle to be a perfect Christian, knowledgeable, with temperance, with, you know, full of virtues and all that, godliness, and all this, when they see you like this, they say, oh, wonderful. You can have all these virtues and yet not make the rapture. Now, he's saying here, but rather, he said, make your calling and election sure. While you are busy trying to live a life that is pleasing before God, he said, be sure, be also diligent, rather, to make your calling and election sure. The reason is because Peter is aware that many are called, Few are chosen. Jesus himself said it. Many are called. Few are chosen. Now, last week I tried to bring a little teaching that I called identifying the true call of God. The identification of the true call of God. Now, the God's call is in twofold. There is the call to service, and there is the call to go to heaven in the rapture. Somebody understand me? Does somebody understand me? There is a call to service. If you don't know this, you will remain confused forever with what is happening in Christendom. I'm emphasizing some things now for you to understand that we may be gathering here so that you will know why. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. For God to have 5 people in this church that will go in the rapture, he will make sure that this church will become thousands of members. There may even be millions of members, so that from among them, he may get 4 people, 5 people. I am not scaring you. I am telling you a fact. The gospel according to nature. Praise the Lord. That kind of revelation is what propels you to understand what Peter is saying. You be diligent to make sure that you are among those called and chosen. If that is God's own way, so that you will see why he allows people. You see, do you know that there are some people here, that people that brought you to this church, they are no more here. They escorted you to where you will get eternal life. And they went like the other sperm cells go. You will come here and you say, sir, there's somebody that told me, say, he met the person that brought her as a woman to this church. When he was not seeing her again, he said, ah, you mean you don't attend this type of church? Why I don't see you again? He said, now because of your problem, I direct you go there. You know what this revelation helps me? Amen. I look more on myself than I look at anybody's Christianity. I concentrate more on me because I don't know who you are. I don't know what scripture you are fulfilling. That is what this revelation does. Therefore, the activities of another Christian can never stumble me. He can never stumble me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some of you that will leave, stop coming to church because a brother or a sister offended you. Now that is, you know, just emphasizing your level of revelation. It's true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why I am emphasizing what I'm emphasizing here now. 2 types of call. One is to call you to demonstrate to the whole world that there is a God that ruleth in the affairs of men. And God can choose anybody. Church, I am called, I am called, I am called. God called Pharaoh. God called Cyrus. They are all Gentile kings. And he called them my servants. So there is nothing fantastic about you. You always hear the Spirit calling you my servant, my servant, my servant. Make sure that you hear that Spirit also calling you my son. You can be a servant and not be a son. Praise the Lord. So that you'll understand why some people, with all the anointing they have, They live a useless life. Everything contrary to the expectations of God. And God does not remove the anointing. And God does not deal with them. They prosper in it. But some other person try one tenth of what that person is doing. He will deal with you immediately. Why does he allow that one go like that? And he will not allow you go like that. Can somebody understand salvation? And some of you are looking at pastor. And some of you are looking at prophet. And you are stumbled because of the way some of us live our lives. You're comparing yourself. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Amen. Do you know that as soon as those 50 million sperm cells are released, try to look at the microscope. Try to see what happens. The science, go to the internet, they are there. Practical. As soon as they are released, they are in a race. They are all running. Running. Speed. Very well. Amen. And watch it. From the time they are released up till the time that they enter the womb. Amen. Up to the time they enter there, a lot of things happen because there are some cells that are not properly formed. They are malformed. I don't know how to deformed. They are deformed. They are supposed to have tail. It is the tail that enables them to swim. Eh? Am I correct? Praise the Lord. So the one who will not get tail, can he swim? Those are the ones that fall by the way immediately they start. Hey, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Some are not strong. So the rest will march on them, march on them. So much marching until they get too weak. They cannot make half of the journey. They fall. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will understand what salvation is all about. And as soon as the elect, do you know that among those 50 million, God knows which of the cells will make it? Before they were even released, while they're in the body, he has given him the name and written his name in the book of life. Before he was formed. God that knoweth all things. Since he knows, why did he then create 49,900,000 others? The rest, they are gone and gone forever. They are flushed out. That is speaking about salvation. Now, I repeat. The one for service is different from the one to take home as his bride. Hallelujah. Even in wedding ceremony, there are a lot of people that play part in that ceremony. We have the bridal train. Eh? All of them go to the altar. Bridesmaid. Best man. What do you call them? Chief bridesmaid. Amen. And all that. At the end of the ceremony, out of all the people that we are following her with all the uniform, with all the dance, all they are doing, they are escorting only one person. At the end, what happens? He takes his bride and leaves all the rest, including those who were cleaning her up. Make sure she doesn't sweat. Put powder and make sure the dress is clean. They carry and they hold for back so that you no go dirty and all that one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That lets me know that there are some people in the fivefold ministry that will not go. There are people, pastors, evangelists, prophets, apostles, teachers that will not make the rapture. Though they were perfecting the saints and taking care of the bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why Peter said, wherefore the rather, give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. How do I know which call I belong? Praise the Lord. For the purpose of my emphasis tonight, number one, hallelujah, remember that your salvation, I want you to note that there are salvation, God is not gambling. Before the foundation of the world, God himself knew who will make it and who will not make it. He knew. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Amen. Verse 28. For we know. Hallelujah. Before I read that scripture, I'm giving an exhortation. So when I pick here, all I'm interested in is to get a picture of it. And get somebody to get the proper picture. You may be listening to me for the first time. The Bible says, that is the call. We are talking about the call. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Come to me. That is the call. That is the call. Praise the Lord. That is the call. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. But X-ray that statement in the light of other scriptures also. John chapter 6 and verse 44. He said, no man can come to me except the Father that sent me draw you. X-ray it. I am called. Each time you hear call, people are talking of a pastoral ministry. Anytime you hear God call me, anywhere I go, then they say, I have a call of God. I have a call of God. And you are looking at it as if it's something special. Amen. You are looking at it as some promotion. Pastor, I'm confused. Everywhere I go, they say, I have a call of God. Every believer, it is a call we answered. All of us are called. Do you understand me? Every believer is called. Can I see people who have been called by Jesus? Oh, yes. Put down your hand. I just hope somebody can understand what I'm saying. Hey, now, you will answer that call. Amen. Depending on your understanding of the call. But at the same time too, you will answer that call according to God's ordination for you. I am called. Yes, because Jesus Christ said, come to me. And that is exactly what we do. Amen. When we finish a message, we give room for anyone that has decided to give his life or her life to Christ. And you will see so many people will answer that call. And they will come to the altar. And anytime you come in this church, in this ministry, anytime I make an altar call, there is something I'm watching at. I'll be looking at all of you one by one. That's why they look. You will see some kneeling down there and they are laughing. Yes. Even when they left their seats, they are coming. You will see some truly broken down. The way they are coming, you know, once they strike that altar, they will never go back again to the world. You see some kneeling down and they are crying. Why is one crying and the other one laughing? He won't see past the other one. Oh. Why? The difference is this. No man can come to me, verse 44, John chapter 6, except the Father who sent Jesus Christ draw you to him. There are some of you that it is not the Holy Ghost that is bringing you to the altar. But you responded to a call. You had a call. But instead of you to wait for the Holy Ghost to push you, you will stand up even before those what the Holy Ghost they call. And then you take off. And you come to the altar. They are the ones that every time a minister make altar call, they will come. Anytime they make an altar call, they will come. Some of them, you know why they are coming? Because they have a problem that is disturbing them. Either a sickness that refuses to go, a cause that refuses to break, a demon that is tormenting them, a situation of frustration that has refused to change. Well, maybe if I answer this call, the thing will stop. Make a go altar today. When they come to Brother Assembly, water baptism. Make a go altar baptism. You go redeem, you do baptism. You go Assemblies of God, you do baptism. You go Deeper Life, you do baptism. You go Anglican, you do baptism. You hear baptism of Brother Assembly again. Make a go, maybe this demon will stop. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, except the Father call you. And how does the Father call you? The first evidence that it is the Father that has called you for salvation, to take you home, listen, is that number one, He will convict you. There will be a conviction. What is a conviction? For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the soul that sinneth shall die. What God will do first is He will cause you to know that your life is useless without Him. And that you have been living a very useless life. And that you are doomed for hell if you don't change. That is the conviction that brings repentance. Unless you are convicted, there can never be any true repentance. And if there is no repentance first, you are coming to God is in vain. It's in vain. You are just a religious person. Salvation is not two times. Salvation is once. Before I gave my life to Christ, I was always visiting them there in their fellowship. Inside prison yard. And then these people that will come, these denominations, they were coming every day, one church every day. They will preach, finish, because they believe all of us inside the prison, we are criminals. They don't know that the criminals, they're there outside. And the one where they catch, nine they know. Listen, church, they will preach. I remember that they are sent from their denomination, and they are going to write a report of how many people we are saved, so that they can earn their promotion from the denomination that sent them. Okay? So, there must be altar call. Whether they said something or not, there must be altar call. Now, give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. The man that will be saying will be at the altar. Then the rest that went with him, they are going into the congregation. Give your life to Christ. Stand up. Go to the altar. Go to the altar. Don't sit down. Go to the altar. Go to the altar. So that you will swell the number that will enter the register for that day. When they come to me, they touch me. I don't forget it. I tell them, I say, why do you want me to go there? I have heard, he has not said anything to make me go there. I'm not convinced anything he said. They're going to look at me. This criminal, he owns, serious. Because why should I deceive myself? There is nothing you have spoken that has convinced me about what you are saying. That I should go to the altar. When others are going, I am asking, what do you make them they go? Amen. So you see why my own Christianity is different. And when I'm convinced, I'm ready to die for it. That's the difference between us and some that are just like breeze. Breeze. When their neighbor, they stand up and say, everybody, they go. Make them go too. Praise the Lord. We have seen them, even in this ministry. We see them. Praise the Lord. some of you, your neighbor, the person you invited, now you they push him. Brother, go now, sister, go. Go now, go, go. Make I go. Go, go. Then when you stand up, they go, you they happy. Oh, oh. Hey, my friend, where I bring come? He give his life to Christ. Did she give her life to Christ? Oh, he was obeying you. Praise the Lord. But that same group one day came and preached on a Sunday morning. I was sitting at the back there. And something happened that engulfed me. Suddenly, I saw how useless I was. My life was. I didn't know when I found myself at the altar. I was crying. Tears were coming up. I tried to hide myself so that people would not see my tears. It couldn't stop. Those tears continued for over a month. Thereafter, how useless life I was living. A life without God. What kind of human being that will not recognize his maker? I began to know more about this God. The deeper I know about him, the more convicted I was. How useless I was. I never came to the altar again after that day. You don't come to the altar more than once if it is the Holy Ghost that sent you there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is not you sitting down there hearing a voice telling you go. The voice can tell you go. And you can be arguing with that voice and not go. Amen. A voice of the Spirit can be telling you, my son, go. My son, go. Go now, go now. And you'll be telling that voice, I no go. Why I go? If you make I go, make I marry first. Now, what I come to church today be that? I pray, since. Say, I want husband. You tell me, make I go altar call. I tell you, say, now, the pray, tell the worry me be that. You go answer that voice like that. But when he wants to deal with you, the first thing he does is he makes you see your inadequacy as a human being. That is what propels you to repent. To stop all the nonsense you are doing. And face him. And be faithful to him. And humble yourself before him. And worship him as the only true God. Hey, that is the call to heaven. Make your calling and election sure. Now, he went further. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what the understanding of Apostle Paul. When in verse 28, he said, in Romans chapter 8, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And to them, who are they called? According to his purpose. The emphasis there is that purpose. Because his purpose in your life may end in just using you here as a borrowed vessel. And yet he's the one that called you. He called Peter like that, and he called Judas like that. Hallelujah. Can you say it's not God that called Judas? Judas can tell you the day, the time, the hour that Christ called him. And he worked with Christ. In fact, they were the two senior officers in the Church of Jesus Christ. He was the deacon. Because he was in charge of the money. And Jesus Christ was the overseer. Praise the Lord. So how can you doubt? And do you know something? Praise the Lord. Peter and Judas. Hallelujah. They were all working. Do you know how many times Jesus Christ rebuked Peter? He called him one time, get it behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. He even told Peter a prophecy. Satan is coming to sift you like a wheat. But I pray that when you are converted, you will strengthen your brethren. And yet, he knew that Judas was a thief. Not one day did he ever rebuke Judas for anything. And yet he knew that he was stealing the church money. He knew, because the Bible says he knew that he was a thief. And yet he did never want to say, hey, Judas, stop stealing. But Peter just did one thing, and he rebuked him fast. Because the call of Peter is different from the call of Judas. And yet he called all of them. Pastor, you are hearing me. Don't compare yourself with the pastor of another ministry. Never you do that. Never you do that. Never you do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everyone will fulfill that which was ordained by him, for him. I want to break into somebody's heart. I don't know how we say it, so that you will look at yourself and know whether you are a Christian or you are not. I want to say it in a way that somebody who has been playing, just you are just religious, you suddenly become a Christian. A Christian, a true Christian, concentrates more in his own life than looking at others to start criticizing. He said the spiritual man judgeth all things, but he himself is judged of no man. When I stand and I preach what I practice. When I say this thing is done over there is wrong, I know that you will search me to see whether me or they do the thing, why they criticize. That's the meaning of that statement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This man that you still preaching here, this man, where they look so, that heaven, I must go. That heaven, I must go. Ah, I must go. I must go. If even pastoring a church like this will stop me from going, the day I discover that, I will resign. I will resign. Nobody is going to heaven because you were a pastor. I know that better than anything else to guide me. I hope you know the adage that says when you point one finger like this, how many are pointing at you? Oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When I hear of pastors who are preaching the gospel and they are fornicators, those people, are they planning to go to heaven? No. No. When you hear of pastors who go to Babalawo to get power, to get members, can you help God in his ministry? Those people, one hand for juju, occult, one hand for Bible, are they planning to go to heaven? No. Certainly no. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've had those pastors that change their wives like they change their suits. Contrary to the Bible. I've heard of ministers that beat their wives. They stand at the altar like angel, but at home they are dreaded dragons. It's true. I've heard of people who have commercialized the gospel. Before they pray for you, they charge you money. Do you think those people want to go to heaven? No. Certainly no. Certainly no. No. That's why I said, this man you are seeing here, just when you get to heaven, search. You don't go search long before you go see me. I'll be there. I'll be there. Certainly, I'll be there. How many people will be there with me? Oh, glory. Let's clap our hands for our Savior. Praise the Lord. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Verse 28 of Romans chapter 8. And to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, watch it so that you understand the statement of Peter. That you should be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Verse 29. Can you screen it for us? Romans 8, 29. Now, somebody help me read it. Verse 29. This is the way it goes. Let me read it. For whom he did foreknow. In advance, he knew something concerning in advance before you were formed in your mother's womb. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Your salvation has been determined and packaged before the foundation of the world. So that you understand the book of life. So that you understand why Jesus confidently went to the cross. He knew that his going to the cross will never be in vain. He knew those for whom he was going to the cross. He knew them. They are the ones he went to save. It's not everybody. God is not gambling when it comes to salvation. From the foundation of the world, he knew those who will believe Jesus and those who will not believe. Praise the Lord. Verse 30. Romans chapter 8. Verse 30. Now watch it now. That is where I am going. Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Somebody read it for me. Okay. It is screen. Now watch it. Watch it on the screen. Those of you who didn't come with Bible. Some people are coming to church, they don't come with Bible. Amen. They are the type that anything pastor saying are correct. The man a man of God. I know he cannot lie. Amen. You are the one that can be easily deceived. Because if I quote, waiting on the Bible, you will believe. If I say, do you know that the Bible permits me to marry two wives? You will shout, amen. Because you have nothing to cross-check. Now, verse 30. Praise God. See the way he put it. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. They are the ones that he called. It means if you are not predestinated, you will not be called. The call here is the call to go to heaven. And now, see the way he put it. And whom he called. Are we there? Whom he called. If he's the one that called you for the rapture as a bride of Jesus Christ to go to heaven and live eternally with him, whom he called, them he also justified. What does it mean for him to justify you? He will lead you to go into the process, correct process, that the sin that separated you from him will be remitted. Why are some people full of anointing? Big church, big names, big titles. And yet, the process for correct justification, they don't know it. It's another mystery. While you call some men of God, mighty men of God, revelated people like us, look at them and pity them. No sinner will go to heaven. I repeat, heaven is not for sinners. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, people don't understand this scripture. John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12. But as many as received him, watch the way that, you know, sometimes you read a scripture, and you don't even know the meaning until your attention is called to it. Now, it's a common scripture, but I want to call your attention to something in that verse. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That is the next verse. The next sentence. Even to them that believe on his name. Now, what does it mean to believe on his name? Why did he slot it in there? There's a reason for it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Justification. The process of justification that he, God, provided, the ordinance he provided for us to observe for our justification, for our sins to be remitted, is, hallelujah, water baptism. And water baptism is in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. There is a name. And if you don't believe that name, you are never his own. I have read that scripture. I said, why did he put that statement there? Even to them that believe in his name. It's more than I pray in Jesus' name. It's more than I cast out devils in Jesus' name. That means I believe in his name. He's deeper than that. Justification is in a name. And see, big men of God cannot get that name. Cannot understand Matthew 28 verse 19. That you should go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If you believe that name, that salvation comes by that name, redemption comes by that name, that the name of God for our redemption is Jesus. He said, go and baptize in that name. They will never call that name. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that name? You see, it's as simple as that, but God slotted it there. Because only those he called for the rapture, only them he will cause to understand. Whom, moreover, verse 30, can we read it again? Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Praise God. What did he say? Oh, I don't know who is on that set today. They are not screening my scriptures for me. Okay, let me read it by myself. Verse 30. Praise the Lord. Please, let no brother disturb Sister Gladys on that set. Please. You can talk to her after service. Leave her to walk. Haba. Chile. Leave her to be showing me scriptures. If you want to change the sister, I say during service you change her. Oh, leave her to walk. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, you have to be predestinated. Then he also called. And whom he called, if he's the one that called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Glorification there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I will tell you more, brother. Praise the Lord. There is nothing sweeter in my mouth than the revelation of true redemption. To see myself, how I got saved, the mystery and the technicality. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's deep. It's deep. That revelation makes me to stand and talk proudly wherever I am. I'm not saved by the number of fastings that I hold. I'm not saved by anything I have done. God himself chose me and began to reveal how he is saving human beings. And decided that me, I will not be a religious person. He made me to understand grace and the meaning of true grace. That is my anchor. That's my anchor. That's my anchor. Praise the Lord. And unless you get that anchor, you will never be able to speak like Apostle Paul. What can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? There is a love of God that he expressed it through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One of our favorite songs, to God be the glory, great things he has done. Sometimes The great thing you are looking at is the wonderful wife he gave you. The wonderful job he gave you. The wonderful husband he gave you. So love he the world that he gave us his son. Who yielded himself an atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all may go in. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the end hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give him the glory. Great is he has done.
That great thing he's done is what I'm talking about. The salvation of my soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why Peter said, be diligent. Be diligent to make your calling and election sure, because if it is God that has called you, he will lead you through correct process. He is the one that will lead you. He is the one that will lead you. There are some of you that have received the Holy Ghost even from the Catholic Church. Even from Sele. Some of you, it wasn't even in a church you received the Holy Ghost. In your own room, God visited you. But if it is God that gave you the Holy Ghost, he will lead you unto all truth. That is why he led you to see the end time message. Somebody here. He led you. Somebody is coming here for the first time. Hallelujah. When you come here, praise the Lord. After service, somebody may be leaving now. He will tell you, say, Kai, that man's a bit talk. I enjoy the message. The evidence that you enjoy the message is your response to what I am saying now. It's not you commenting me. I don't want commentators. What I'm saying here, we stand on judgment against you. You are looking at the man's habit talk. Take your salvation more seriously. That's why God brought you here. Hallelujah. Take your redemption more seriously. The time is short. The moon is falling very fast. And the stars are falling with the moon. It is the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you in that number? Are you? Ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor now. Look at, look at.
Are you in that number? Saved by grace. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Answer, 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 answer.
I am in that number.
Are you sure?
I am in that number.
Are you sure?
I am in that number. Say my grace. I am in that number. I am in that number. I am in that number. Say my grace.
It's not because you say it to. Nobody will go to heaven because he say, I must go to heaven. You only confess what you are making effort to achieve. You only confess what you are making effort to achieve. Praise the Lord. The whole world is squeezing. Pressure. Tension. Everybody knows anything can happen now. An explosion will soon take place. Everyone is panicking. Those who are not revelated enough. But not the bride. To start with, if this whole world, Iran and Iraq, Iran, particularly Iran, Iran is threatening to use her nuclear weapon against Israel. North Korea. Korea is threatening to use their nuclear weapon against South Korea and America.
And I'm watching that very, very closely because there's a prophecy William Branham saw that America was blown to pieces. But whatever happens in this world here, it doesn't bother me. Let the whole world be blown by atomic bomb, by nuclear bomb, whatever it is. I am not bothered because there is a country far beyond the starry sky. There is a city where there never comes a night. If we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, it's a city where the land is alive.
Hallelujah.
It's a city where the land.
This world is not my home.
I'm just a plastic human. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beg of me
from heaven's open
door. I can feel a boy in this world.
Strangers on earth here. Let the whole world perish. We don't care because there is a better world we are looking up to. We are preparing ourselves to go in there. See how difficult it is for honest people to make money now. See how difficult it is for honest people to live in the society now. I was hearing the news this evening, last evening. And a senator in America that voted against gay marriage. He voted against this consistently. But now he has changed his mind. Why? He said that 2 years ago, his son walked to him, 21 years old, and told him, "Dad, I am gay. I am gay. And he intends to remain gay. He will not marry any woman. He will marry another man." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the father said that when his son, instead of heart attack to catch him and he will die, he then said that suddenly he began to meditate and he discovered that it is human right. That a human being is free as an adult to decide which way to go. That's discrimination. There should not be discrimination. So, he has changed his mind. Now, he's for gay marriage. A woman can marry a woman. A man can marry a man. You are looking at it. The statistics that shows how many countries in Europe have legislated for gay marriages. In their law now,
they are permitted. Man can marry man. Woman can marry woman. Everything turned upside down in the whole world. It's true. To kill now means nothing. I was hearing the news. How somebody parked a car outside to jump into a shopping mall and pick something and left his child, how many months old child, in the car. Before he came out, the thief entered the vehicle and stole the car and discovered that when he entered, he saw a little child. So he strangled the child and killed the child. Killed the child and threw away the child somewhere and took away the car. When they caught him, he confessed. Yes, what is what of the child? He showed where he dumped the child. He said he killed him. Praise God. Now that's why they talk. Ritual killers that kill human beings. They kidnap people. Here in Nigeria. Every day somebody is declared missing. Those of you who have escaped from their hand, before your face, you have seen them killing human beings like they kill animal, goat, and fowl. That is the state of insecurity. A group of people can just come together. Let us go and rob. Rob from house to house, street to street, everywhere. And they are happy over it. That is the country, the state, that the whole situation is now with mankind. Tension everywhere. Tension everywhere. Does that not make you to look up? There is no hope here. There is no hope here. I'm telling you, there is no hope here. No hope. Anybody that will be a multimillionaire now on earth here, you must have to shed some part of your faith and join the corruption. If you are going to trade, do business honestly, the person you are doing business with is not normal. If it discovers in the spirit who you are, it will frustrate it. It will frustrate it. Occulting people everywhere, if you don't belong to them, some of you know now, somebody has approached you. You come to me every time. Help me, help me. Come, I will show you how to make it. And if you refuse to follow, they cut you off to frustrate you. You are selling the same thing with somebody, he's making it. You are not making it. And you are thinking that he's smarter than you. He's not. It's some of these stupid things they are doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what is it? God has given us every reason to be serious with Him. By the things we see all around us. When you leave your house and you go out, you are not sure whether you will come back. That is how uncertain life is now. And it will remain like that because who are those ruling your country? Who are those ruling your country? Corrupt people. Hallelujah. It will take a thief to pardon a thief that has been caught. It's true. An honest man will hate dishonesty. But when you see a man, the president is pardoning thieves, they were convicted. He doesn't know that he's telling us he himself is a thief. It's a thief that we pardon another thief. No, it's true. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm only trying to give you reason to have more faith there than here. Nothing more. Everybody has conscience. There is no honest person. No honest person that is fighting corruption. We are in the estate we are in Nigeria here now because of corruption. We have all the wealth that the whole world will be envious of us if that wealth is properly applied. But see, corruption has reduced us to what we are here into there. Somebody who ran down a whole bank and deposited us money, gone and gone forever. They stand, the law caught up with him and jailed him. Release, you say you pardon him. To create room for him to come into the system again. That is how it is. It's in this country. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you people something? Praise the Lord. I have until our present president came up, I've always wondered. The Bible says that the powers that be are ordained by God. That is what the Bible says. That means you can never be governor or president of Nigeria unless God puts you there. You may say he rigged. Others too rigged. But God helped him to use rigging and come there. Yes. If you believe the Bible. The Bible says so. Praise the Lord. That is why when I see people struggling, when they lose election, they'll be fighting and fighting. I say, God ordained that man to be there. Stop fighting him. Now, the question I'm asking is this. I have always asked, I said, why is it that all those that have ruled Nigeria have been Muslims? Until Obasanjo came in, he's neither a Christian nor I don't know where he belongs. Praise the Lord. Because I saw something they were doing with Ogboni, he was there. And yet, I saw him again. He had a diploma in Open University in theology. And he was always in the church in Aso Rock. So, I don't know which one he belonged. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, I'm just asking that. Now, all of us that we are Christians, we are all interested that for the first time, a non-Christian will be in Aso Rock. That's why we all voted Jonathan, a Christian. During his campaign, he went and knelt down in the Holy Ghost Congress. Humble himself. That means this man will be a very humble man. For the boy to lay hand on him and pray and bless him. President of Christian Association of Nigeria, very close to him. Okay? They compare him now with other Muslims that have ruled them. Praise God. All I am saying is the system, there is nothing in the system for us to build our hope on. That does not mean we shall stop praying for them. That gives us reason to keep praying for Jonathan. Keep praying for the government because the Bible expects us to do so. The more rotten they are, the more also we intensify our prayers. Because we are still here, and it is in our own interest to pray for them. But it pains us that contrary to our expectation, the country is going the way it is going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's true, a thief cannot deal with a thief. Hallelujah. You are known by the kind of company you keep. An honest man, honest people will be all around them. He will be around honest people. A thief, the criminals, will be all around him. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say it confidently because in my little way, I have been privileged before. See, we are people of conscience. When I was in the military school, I was the provost marshal. Now, the school provost marshal, you have a duty. You know, there are certain offenses when the other students commit in the military school. You are the one they will bring to. You are the one to punish the person. And then some offenses, they are offenses that they can expel you from the school. And then you will take that person to the school authority. And once you take the person there, there is no going back. He's leaving the school. It's, you know, dismissal straight. Now, one of it is smoking. Cigarette smoking and Igbo smoking. Now, I was smoking and Igbo and cigar. I was a smoker myself. And they placed me to be in charge of ensuring that there is no smoker in the school. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm a human being. So they will catch somebody in one corner that he was smoking. They will bring him to me. I will demonstrate that you are finished. Vision, where are you? Finish. Then when everybody has gone, they are handed over to me. I will come and meet him. Do you know why I'm going to punish you? It's not because you smoke. It's because you allow yourself to be caught. Praise the Lord. Because my conscience will not allow me to take him up there to be dismissed. Because me, myself, had a smoke. So I had to tell all smokers, you can smoke as long as you are not caught. Some of them even supply to me. So a thief cannot punish a thief. So I will pardon them because I am a thief too. Knowing that one day when me too I am caught, somebody will also pardon me. And that is the kind of system that exists. And some of us are laying our faith on it. The whole world is gone. Look up. Don't look down. Our redemption is near. One of these days, these things I am saying will not be spoken again. One of these days, there will be nobody to preach to you again. One of these days, it will even be an offense to hold a Bible. One of these days, Christ will come and take his own. One of these days, what I'm saying will be a reality. And what side of the judgment will you be? Let's bow down our heads. Brother, afar from the Savior today.
Oh, yeah.
Once you're going away, what will you give in exchange of your soul?
Somebody talk to God.
What will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange of your soul? You call it away. What will you give in exchange for your soul?
Oh yes,
what will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul?
As we bow down our heads, this is between you and God now. Maybe it's even one person, because of one person. I've been saying some things I'm saying here now. That predestinated seed that just joined us. but that suddenly just wake up from your slumber. Maybe you are the one, oh, you are the one. That's why something is happening in your heart now. You are beginning to think now concerning the salvation of your soul. It's true. It's, if I die now, where will I go? If Christ come now, will I go with him? Look at the kind of life I am living. Maybe that is the reason why I'm saying some things I'm saying now. It's because of somebody here. You in particular. You in particular. What if you don't have this opportunity again? What if you don't have this opportunity again to hear what you are hearing? God forbid something happen and you are no more after today. Where will you find yourself? Because remember, there's nothing like purgatory. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that is judgment. It's judgment. No second chance. No second chance. The only chance you have is now. It's now that you are alive. Signs all around the earth and air. Everywhere pointing to the soon coming of the Lord. The pressure is mounting on human beings on earth. Nature is reacting. Flood, earthquakes, tsunamis, storms, even snow falling in a dimension that has never been known before on earth. Even nature is pointing that something unusual is about to take place. The world system is folding up. Economic system is folding up. Nations that were known as advanced countries, they are battling with their economy. Millions of unemployed. They are wondering what to do. How will they survive? How will they survive? The whole bigness, frustration going on everywhere in the whole world. How can you see all these things and still choke with your eternal destination? Somebody talk to God concerning your life. I don't want to go to hell, Father. All that it will take for me to be in heaven, do it now. 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 Take over my body. Take over my soul. Take over all. Let me be consumed in you, Lord. Totally, totally. Do something in my life that will cause me to be passionate about you. Be sincere between you and God. Father, I am still a fornicator, and I know fornicators will not go to heaven. I am still a liar. I know in this instant I am, I can't go. I am still living a mischievous life. Maybe somebody hearing me, you are even a homosexual, a lesbian. Such an abominable thing, you are still involved in it. Maybe you are still a drunkard going from beer parlor to the other. One beer parlor to the other. Jumping from man to man, from woman to woman. Can't you see that you are taking a risk? After the love of God brought you to see who Jesus is, you still turn it down. What other remedy do you want to have to escape from this world? Why will you willingly go to hell? Why will you willingly decide to go to hell, somebody? Why? Somebody ask God for mercy. His mercy. It's His mercy that is at play now. When He gives you opportunity to repent, that is His mercy. You didn't die. That is His mercy. Until you hear this, He's giving you opportunity. One more time. One more time. It's another opportunity for you to see His mercy. It's His mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. He's a merciful God. Have mercy. I have answered altar calls several times. Somebody. But today, Lord, I want it to be the final one. I need the Holy Ghost. I need eternal life. On my own, I cannot live a righteous life without you helping me. Don't let what this pastor is saying to count against me on that day. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, have mercy. I have not responded as I should to the gospel. I have been a hypocrite Christian. People see me that I'm a Christian, but between me and you, I have been a hypocrite. Because you see all my secret sins, you know me. I want to be serious now. I want to be serious with you. I know that somebody's prayer I am praying now. Let that not be your song. Don't be the one that will say, had I known, had I known. I don't know how many people are making up their mind that will not be their song. It cannot be your song. You can't. If it will be your song, you won't have the opportunity to hear what you're hearing now. Lie. Maybe somebody wants to, demonstrate that by coming to the altar. Even if it's one person, then I know you are the reason why God laid this in my heart to say the way I'm saying. Yes, you may wish to come to the altar. And whether you come to the altar or not, God is in your heart. But if you decide to just take away the shame and announce to the whole world, I have made a decision. I made a decision today. God bless you, brother. Just lay down and talk to God. It's concerning your life. When the saints shall march to heaven with Jesus as their leader, marching on warless soldier, fierce able soldier, singing and rejoicing, we'll hear the sinner shouting, oh Lord, had I known. Let that not be your song. They are gone after the rapture.
They are gone.
God bless you, sister. Talk to God. It's between you and God. You're not coming to me. I cannot save you. But you are coming before He who can save. That's your own way of demonstrating. I came out like this one day. And from that day, my life has never been the same. Lord, let that be their testimony also. Wake up, slumber, wake up. Prepare for His glory, seeking Jesus the Savior, the captain of the land, deciding for His students, who join the Lucas cry. Oh, no, had I known.
Hey, let that not be your cry.
Oh, no, the still voice I hear. Go.
It can never be your portion. Even though you will not be here today, you will not be hearing what you are hearing now.
My Savior and Redeemer, He lived me from the wicked, the killer and the spoiler, gentle and deceiver. Oh, fill me with your spirit to lead me on the cross. Oh, Lord, and I know.
As